In the name of Christ, our newborn King. Amen. You may be seated. As you have probably experienced on more than one occasion, preachers often start their sermons with a story. Your preacher tonight is no different. However, what is different is that tonight's opening story is yours. What kind of year have you had? Has this year been one for the record books? That can cut both ways, of course. Records can be good or bad. Or has this year simply been routine? So all that you can really say is that you're a year older. Some years are like that. Despite our belief that every year needs to be marked by some achievement or punctuated by a spectacular experience. But that's not how every year of a human life works. Whether your 2023 has been awesome or awful or mediocre, take a minute and consider if there are moments or feelings that stick out to you. What story do you bring to Christmas tonight? And now let's consider the story of Mary and Joseph. The gospel story we hear at Christmas is one of those scripture passages that might feel like an old sweater. The words are well-worn in our hearts. In fact, I can picture Linus from a Charlie Brown Christmas special reciting them exactly. We romanticize the story a little bit, especially when we hear it from a beloved animated character or in the midst of a transcendent worship experience. The babe in swaddling clothes, the chorus of angels, the shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. We clean up the characters in our creches and stained glass windows and hear it incarnation in our murals above the high altar. But the story of Jesus' birth is more dangerous than romantic, and it's incredibly gritty. The world St. Luke describes is an astonishingly bad place, where evil flourishes unchecked, where children are murdered, where a lot of people live under the boot of tyrants. The story of Mary and Joseph is the story of suspected marital betrayal, of an untimely birth in makeshift circumstances, of poverty, of making do, of fear and anxiety as the couple flees to Egypt with their newborn son to save his life. All of it's true. All of the beauty and all of the terror. The Christmas story contains everything. There's hardship, yet joy. Fear, yet wonder. Exhaustion, yet gratitude. Obscurity, yet grandeur. Oppression and instability, yet bright hope for humankind that is grounded in God's love come among us in the incarnation. There is something for everyone to connect with in this story, no matter how your year has been, no matter how your day has been. The Christmas story is true to life writ large. It is for all people of all times, everywhere. So what part of this story do you connect with tonight? What draws you in? For me, I'm most often drawn to the baby, and it can be for different reasons. A few years ago, I asked the congregation on Christmas Eve to think of themselves as Mary or Joseph cradling the baby Jesus, looking into his eyes. Babies love with a purity and a simplicity and a commitment that adults often can't muster on our best day. So it makes sense that God the Son would come to us as a baby who looks at his creation first by looking at his parents and loving them. Jesus' first night as a human being shows us the love of God that is on offer. Unconditional, unchanging, unending. We are free to say yes or no to this offer. If we say no, that baby will do nothing to us. But if we say yes, we are in for a relationship of unfathomable love that will grow and change us. This Christmas, I'm finding another way of relating to the baby in our story tonight. And that's because babies cry. I have borne witness to so much crying this year. And I have cried so much myself over the horrors going on in our world and the lives of the people I love. I've heard from other mothers and have read studies that show that when an infant cries, the mother will have a physical experience of distress. She hurts on the inside, prompting her to go to her baby straight away. Now, it's unclear whether fathers hurt to the same degree, but I know that when our daughter was a baby, both my husband and I sprung into action every time she cried. It was innate. We leapt up without thinking, often in the middle of the night. I also remember a lactation consultant telling me that it's the child's cry that gets the mother's milk to flow. Now, in this analogy, God is the mother, we are the infant, and the infant's cries are our prayers. When God hears our prayers, I imagine that there is some kind of visceral response in God's being. It's a response that moves God to offer every bit of God's self for our sake. It's sacrificial love. See, I believe the Christmas story and the Easter story are God's physical reactions to the cries of God's people. Sit with that for a second. Christmas and Easter are God's physical reactions to the cries of God's people. Being born into human form, offering his life for the salvation of the world, God has leapt into action and gathered us up in his arms. Christ has come. Fear is banished, hope is born, and love prevails. When this Christmas is over, and the presents have all been opened, and the wrapping paper tidied away, and the dinner has been eaten, and the eggnog drunk, and the kiddos exhausted have been put into bed, when the carols are a memory, and the relatives have gone, and you're thinking about taking the tree down and putting the ornaments away for another year, remember in your bones what you've always known, that there remains one gift that does not go away. As the days turn into months, and one season turns into the next, and friends come and friends go, loved ones come and loved ones go, remember that there is one who never goes away and whose love for you impelled him to become one of us, really one of us, to die for us and to bring us home. His name is Emmanuel, God with us, God always with us. However 2023 went for you, 2024 will be different. Nothing stays the same in our lives. Whatever chapter you're in right now will come to a close at some point. But the presence of God is the only thing that stays and remains the same. My prayer this Christmas is that even in this world, as broken as it is, you should receive your heart's desire. That you should know God's enormous love for you, and that you should know a life filled with righteousness, peace, joy, and intimacy of friendship with God. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas and Amen.